We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It's hard to believe. It really is incredible that it seems like it was just a few days ago, at least in my mind, that we saw the tragic attacks of September 11th that killed nearly 3,000 people in New York, most of them Americans, but a large cross-section of the rest of the planet being the center of cosmopolitan America. I knew the terror attack was coming. I saw the hype. I saw the preparation in the media, but I also was sent the law enforcement publications where they were pre-brainwashing the police and military, and I saw them roll out bin Laden as the boogeyman. I knew his code name in the CIA was Tim Osman. I knew his family built most of the major U.S. military bases in the Middle East and the British military bases going back more than 80 years. And I understood that most of the Muslim terrorist leaders are banker financed. That doesn't mean that they don't have jihadis under them who actually hate America and hate the West. It's a very complex situation. And if you haven't studied spycraft, if you haven't studied cloak and dagger, if you haven't studied patsies and decoys, then to hear someone say that a horrible event like 9/11 is an inside job is very upsetting. It's very upsetting for me to say it. I don't enjoy it. It makes me sick to my stomach. I have nightmares about it. But what makes me sicker is knowing that it was an inside job and that I am fully aware of the people that carried out the events and who they are, and that they're going to carry out more events if I don't expose them. And so that's why I bite the bullet. And I made a lot of sacrifices to tell the truth. I was in a radio shack today getting an emergency radio because my old one broke, a weather radio, and a gentleman walked up to me, and he said, seemed like a friendly person, had a lot of intelligence in his eyes, and he said, "I really appreciate your work, Alex, but why are you still alive?" And I know you're asking that question. Don't you think I ask it? And I said, look, they don't want to highlight everything I've said. They don't want to underline it. They don't want to add 100 exclamation points to the end of it. They don't want to make me a martyr. They try to just assassinate my character, as Cass Sunstein at the White House says they do. But I didn't say the biggest reason as I left the store, and that's God. The globalists are not all powerful. There is a higher power. We can all feel it. We know it. We see it. The universe bends towards justice. I think it was Martin Luther King said that. Gandhi said the seed of the universe is within each and every one of us. The truth will set you free. And I cannot live in a world. I cannot give in to fear and live in a world in fear where terrorists stage events like 9/11, synthetic, manufactured events. I just can't go along with it and be delusional and say, well, that's scary and that's horrible and it's just too incredible to look at. So I'll lie to myself and make excuses to myself and just say, oh, no, it's not an inside job, and buy into the fable. You can't do that.
This is Alex Jones.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
ladies and gentlemen. 10 years after the tragic attacks of 9/11, we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours on this special September 11th, 2011 global transmission. Hard to believe that it is 9/11/11. 10 years later. Now, I am going to review today just a very small smidgen of some of the glaring holes in the official narrative. And then I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls. What is your view of what 9/11 has done to America and the rest of the world, and where we go from here? Do you have evidence that it's an inside job? Obviously, there is evidence. What do you think the most important smoking guns are? Or if you disagree with me, if you think the official story is true, don't be intimidated. Call me. And I'm not here lobbying for phone calls. We can get hundreds of phone calls. We can open up our digital phone system here and get 100 phone calls in within 30 seconds. The phone system is not open yet, but we're opening it in 1 minute. I want to hear from you. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. So if you want to call and disagree, you better dial right now. Agree, disagree, have points. I want to hear from you. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Now, if you're a new listener, I want to just get something completely straight here. When I say an inside job, when I say a false flag, when I say a self-inflicted wound, I am stating that if you look at the evidence, it's clear, incontrovertible, that the official story is a hoax and is a lie. I believe from the evidence we've got that we have a pretty clear image of how the attacks were carried out. But I tend to not even go there because that is not 100% provable. What is 100% provable is that the official story from end to end, up one side and down the other, is a complete and total ridiculous fabrication. There are over 300 smoking guns that prove 9/11 is an inside job. We have those posted at Infowars.com. In fact, I'm going to call one of the webmasters and have them put it back on the front page, or one of the writers, because I know we reposted that last week, but I want it on the front page of Infowars.com and PrisonPanda.com, and I'll get that posted there. There's a lot of videos, a lot of evidence there. And we're going to be going over some of that today, but also taking your phone calls. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I have a little five-minute news report that we, of course, aired Friday night on InfoWars Nightly News, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, 6 Mountain, that streams live and then is archived at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars Nightly News, InfoWarsNews.com. And yes, I already have cable systems and different satellite systems that do want to pick it up, but we're still refining the show and doing some beta testing. That's why some nights it's an hour long, some nights 2 hours. In the future, it will be set to 30 minutes, but we're just gauging and tracking and really just seeing what type of different formats I like. So we're doing a public beta test at PrisonPlanet.tv, and there'll be expanded special reports there. But on Friday, we went out and talked to 15 people on the streets of Austin because the guys have got to go out, do their man on the street, turn around, come right back. We interviewed 15, and one person out of the 15 did not think that Building 7 was a controlled demolition or looked suspicious. One person out of 15. So I thought, I think I'll do a special report, which, of course, is longer than the 30-minute nightly news in the next few weeks, where I'm going to go down to the University of Texas and then to the Capitol and then maybe 6th Street, three different crowds, and run a camera in a crowd for 30 minutes with an open mic and just ask people their opinions of 9/11 to give you a snapshot kind of focus group on the street. Now, there was an Angus and Reid poll 5 years ago. We covered this in my film Terror Storm. You can just type it in, Angus and Reid, New York Times poll. 83% do not believe official story, believe government may be involved. So you see a lot of push polls and polls where they're calling or surveying people they've already surveyed before, and they have psychological algorithm actuaries that they know the answer they're going to get, and you hear 10 to 15% think it's an inside job. Other polls, 36%. Other scientific polls. Most polls are in the mid-60s. And that's what I found myself on the street. About 65% of people don't buy the official story. So they run this hoax that it's 10, 15%, and the establishment's running a new hoax right now that, oh, 9/11 truth is dead. And I knew this was a talking point for the September 11th TV shows when MSNBC called, I don't know, New York Times, Slate, BBC, and after two or three, I mean, I could tell what was on the plate, what the talking point was going back 3 months ago as they were getting all these shows ready. And it was, well, how do you feel now being discredited and the fact that no one believes 9/11 was an inside job? And then they would never present any facts. I could just see that that was the talking point. So when new media would call up, you know, after that, I would say, let me guess first. How do I feel about 9/11 truth declining and being dead? And the Slate guy was, well, yeah, actually, that is my question. And I was like, so the editor called you up and said, this is the piece. So I mean, don't you understand this is a talking point? Isn't that evidence right there? But see, these are hired mercenaries. They just write what they're told the angle is. And all the facts on the phone with this guy for, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, meant nothing. None of it went in this five-part series they did. It was all just regurgitating the same playbook. See, I saw the playbook before 9/11. I went on air really 6 months before, a year before, but by 2 months before, I was able to specifically say they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Osama bin Laden. And then I went on air the day of the event and pointed out they'd blown up Building 7. I had a nighttime radio show at the time as well. I told people, I said, I heard on the radio, on national news, was it CBS and ABC? I heard both. I saw it on TV. They said they're going to have a controlled demolition of Building 7. I didn't have a big office or a big staff. I had one person working with me. It was my girlfriend, one employee, and myself at that time. Doing the fulfillment, making the films, doing the radio show, everything. 10 years ago. I guess I had one other, I had a secretary too, so I had two employees and then my girlfriend. So it was four of us then. So I remember seeing it, and people would attack me and say, you didn't see him say they were going to blow up Building 7. You didn't hear that. And then years later, when the internet became so prolific, all these downloads and people at news stations released all that. And there's got to be more than 10 different newscasts. We've aired them here. I've put them in films where there's cops saying, get back. They say they're going to blow up Building 7. And the news saying they're going to blow it up. And then after they blew it up, you know, that big 47-story building, they told everybody, no, we didn't say we were going to blow it up. You know, those are the type of smoking guns. But I want to get into something even more important when we come back. How 9/11 has been used to kill our republic. I mean, there's no doubt the government's used it to destroy our liberties and freedoms.
Leave
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to try to break something down here. I love America. I love our republic. I think that we've been the greatest and the freest country in history. Our system hasn't been perfect, but it's been heads and shoulders above all others. The inventiveness, the rugged individualism, all of it. It is the example of the world. And because we had liberty, great wealth came to this country. And our nation fought other tyrannies and was a leader in standing up against evil. And so we became the good guys of the world. But that allowed powerful offshore corporate interests to come in to set up the CIA in 1947 to be given total secrecy and to basically take over the government from within. Kennedy tried to reverse it, and they murdered him. But still, they call it a conspiracy theory after they've now released the Jackie tapes with the famous historian that recorded her right after saying the government killed Kennedy and she knew the details. We have the lawyers to the vice president coming out and saying it. We have the mistress of the vice president who became president. We have the head hitman, E. Howard Hunt, who ran hitman operations for the CIA, killing world leaders worldwide, on his deathbed, audio and video. We've aired it here, premiered it here. Coast to Coast premiered some of it, and then we premiered the rest of it. On and on and on. 92% of Americans now believe the government killed Kennedy. But that's not really accurate. Criminal rogue elements. If somebody hijacks a milk truck and uses it as a weapon, it isn't the milk company that did it. Just because a hijacker's wearing a 707 or 747 uniform doesn't mean they're really the real pilot. It's this co-opting. The criminal elements that run this government orchestrated 9/11. We know the official story is a lie. Now, does that mean that there aren't terrorists, people that are resisting Western forces in the world? No, there are. There are real people that bomb things and shoot people. It happened today in Afghanistan. 77 U.S. troops wounded in attack on Afghan base. And it's funny, the Taliban in their statement said, we take credit for this, but not the September 11th attacks, and basically went on to say that was the work of the New World Order. Isn't that interesting? You know, the Taliban at the time said, and there's different groups of Taliban. It's like saying Christians took credit or Alabamans took credit. Everybody in Afghanistan was Taliban, basically. And there were different camps. And they said, show us the proof, we will give you Osama bin Laden. And then a tape was put out with bin Laden saying he hadn't done it. But then other tapes were put out, which had been voice scanned and voice printed by major universities, and are not Osama bin Laden. I mean, when a government will lie to you over and 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 stage the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam, attacks on our ships, it's declassified that our government with NATO carried out hundreds of bombings in Europe under Operation Gladio. I mean, go pull it up. It's mainline history. I'm talking about blowing up school buses because their favorite target is to kill kids to then blame their enemy with it. It's called waving the bloody shirt. WikiLeaks 3 years ago. You can just type in WikiLeaks, Army Field Manual, false flag. It'll come up. And the government said, yeah, that's a real manual. And we're going to charge with espionage whoever released this. The Pentagon didn't come out and say, no, we don't teach Army captains and above who are in special operations groups how to stage terror. They said, we're going to find out who released that, and they're going to prison. Listen, I've had a lot of family who are Army officers and others. If I go to a family reunion, There are so many people that have served in intelligence, it'd make your head spin. And they'll all tell you, the government is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. They run the narcotics. They run the murder operations. They run it all. That's criminal, very small elements. They are illegitimate. Now, does that mean there aren't Muslim extremists? Absolutely not. There are extremists of every group out there. But I want to be clear here with this. This is a big deal. I've talked about it all week. On Monday, or actually Tuesday morning, in Town Hall, WorldNet Daily, and over 100 newspapers nationwide, over 100 carry Chuck Norris's column. Chuck Norris came out. What was the headline? Pull it up, Jaron. I forget the exact headline. 10 years after 9/11, our government is enabling terrorists. And the first party says Alex Jones has put out reports detailing this, and he links to it. And he gets into Anwar al-Awlaki hanging out at the Pentagon and Anwar al-Awlaki's records being protected by the State Department for his, quote, privacy. And he gets into why is our government funding Taliban and al-Qaeda? Why is the government giving al-Qaeda Libya? I mean, in charge now is a known al-Qaeda. There it is. Chuck Norris, Fed still enable terrorists. 10 years after 9/11, Town Hall. Now, Chuck's been on the show many times. He says he's been listening 16 years since I got on the air. But still, off air, he'd say, Alex, I know you think these things, but I just can't believe it. I just think, you know, more. And I'm going to try to get a hold of Chuck. Chuck's basically come out and said, something's going on here. Look, when the number three in al-Qaeda is hanging out secretly at the Pentagon 2 weeks after 9/11, and then al-Awlaki's running the Fort Hood shooter, the Christmas Day underwear bomber, the Times Square bomber, the shoe bomber, a SWAT, it came out in the London Telegraph and Fox News, admittedly, who ran the 7/7 bombings, is MI6, that's British CIA, and is protected and did command the attacks. And it comes out, nobody gets in trouble. They have got master criminals, and they've got a perfect pool of basically naturally mind-controlled people. They can go to these poor villages of people oppressed, who have no future, can't even get enough food to eat, and they say, I will pay your family $100,000, go do this. But the guy commanding him, it isn't double agents or triple agents, or because I've talked to high-level FBI agents on and off air, retired and current, and they go, I know, Alex, it's like they've got moles everywhere in government. No, you got it backwards. The corporate criminals have moles at the top. They run it. So what you've got to understand is in even most of these suicide attacks, the money leads right back to Western intelligence. If you don't believe me, please take notes. Type in Israel created Hamas, 1973. You'll get Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, UPI. This is not me. And then read why they created it. You see, this is the military-industrial complex is the same everywhere. It wants war. It wants more power. And it will go out and create an enemy so that it can get the trillions a year and take over society and set up checkpoints all over the country and overthrow the Bill of Rights and then get taxpayer money to fund all of it. What did Rumsfeld say? I'll tell you when we come back. Okay, John, Danielle, John, Debbie, Jane, Angie, Nichols, Nicholas, Joe, Robert, Kevin, Karen, Howard. I'll get to all of you. I want to play our Man on the Street Building 7 piece here in a moment. But to illustrate the point of what I'm covering, Human Events on Friday did an interview with Donald Rumsfeld. And in case you're doubting their headline, you can go listen to the interview below where the reporter talks to him. And Rumsfeld, here's the headline, attack imminent if Congress cuts defense. And he said, if any cuts are made, there will be another attack. If we make this mistake, we're doomed to suffer another attack of some kind, and our intelligence will be less strong and less effective. It's very simple. You know, the Soviet Union is gone. They need a new threat. And this is a full-spectrum threat that can never be defeated, is shadowy, and you can frame anybody you want. You can get rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. Did you know that in every major city in the United States, they ran huge checkpoints and randomly searched people's cars? D.C., New York, Boston, Dallas, Los Angeles. But the borders are basically wide open. And the underwear bomber, and I told you this a month and a half before the State Department admitted it. That's how good our intelligence is here. That the U.S. government got the underwear bomber on. He was so drugged he couldn't talk. When the witnesses we had on, who were on the flight with him, said the sharp-dressed man, without a passport, without anything, got him on the plane. People at the gate were like, well, no. And the person's like, basically national security. And they were like, okay. Let me say that again. Kurt Haskell and his wife, and now we learn others, witnessed him gotten on the plane. They witnessed the firecracker, all of it. And the FBI came and tried to get them to change their story, basically. They wouldn't. And then the State Department got freaked out and said, the undersecretary said, yeah, we were ordered to get him on the plane. We were ordered to give him a visa. And he didn't have a pass. Yes, we were ordered by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency. And then they always spin it. Oh, well, I'm sure they were tracking him and wanted to know who he was going to meet with. Bull. 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 The guy that ran all these people, the cutout name they think they're talking to is Anwar al-Awlaki. Every time they're run by a government agent. Did you hear me earlier? You can type in Israel founded Hamas or type in Israel created fake al-Qaeda and staged bombings. And you will get the Israeli newspapers, not me. This is in the Israeli news. The Israelis get angry. The population does about this. Every time there's about to be a peace deal or something, they either let a group do what they're planning or they actually go out and do it themselves. This is in the Israeli news. Don't tune in and just say I'm making that up. Remember, we were conspiracy theorists till 2004, the 40th anniversary of Gulf of Tonkin got us into Vietnam. Declassified, it was staged. Of course, we were never conspiracy theorists. It was in the San Diego newspaper when the ships came back 6 months later, and one of the captains got off and said this was all staged. I can't morally go along with this lie. See, what you think a conspiracy theory is because it becomes a rumor because people lose the original source documents. It's like a game of telephone. And see, I didn't record the news saying they were going to blow up Building 7 on 9/11. And I was just telling people for about 2 years, and callers were like, yeah, I saw that and heard that too. But only if you'd heard me and seen me. Then, because the internet got so much faster and saving things got so much cheaper, all the old recordings started getting put out. Government made mistakes, re-aired their coverage from CNN. Remember, on one of the anniversaries, they just aired the same day stuff again. People were like watching cops going, get back, they're going to bring down 7. We've been ordered to get you back. They're about to blow it up. And the firefighters going, you saw the lava, molten steel. There's no way Jet Fuel did it. You saw the bombs going off. It was popping out. Boom, boom, boom. Remember all those clips we played to you over and over and over and over again? Now, I told you I'd tell you what Rumsfeld said, and then I'll play this clip and then go to your calls. Rumsfeld, attack imminent if Congress cuts defense. Now, how transparent does it have to get? I remember 4 years ago, 5 years ago, there was a big scandal with all of the Big Four network military commentators. And it turned out they were secretly still on Pentagon funds. Some of them were getting paid up to $500,000 a year to put out certain messages, talking points. We learned with one of them, with a general. He gave the interview in Cigar Aficionado. It came out that he'd been told to go out and talk about how martial law might be needed. What was the commander's name in Iraq? He's from Texas. He gave a Cigar Aficionado interview. It'll pop in my head in a minute. The point is it's a tape of all these guys in the room. This was released by the Pentagon, strangely enough. And they're going, Secretary Rumsfeld, we need another attack. You know it. And remember all the neocons wrote editorials saying another 9/11 attack would really be great, become a big controversy. And now all these Obama memos where he's being advised, sir, you must have a new attack if our agenda is going to get through. Sir, we need one. Tommy Franks, that's right. Thank you. Even Michael Savage and Glenn Beck have had to go public and say they're getting ready for a new Reichstag. Because if you're in advertising, if you're in media, you know what a talking point is. I don't follow talking points. But if you're in a big corporate organization, you get them. And it's the talking points. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thinking about making a film just about this, or because it takes a lot of research, or a short film just on the timeline within 5 minutes on every news channel in the world. They all have the same talking point. British leaders, Israeli, U.S., French, all of them. We've got to give up our liberties. The world has changed forever. We're going to have a war on terror. We've got to invade Syria, Iraq, Iran, a list. It was a talking point. Osama bin Laden. And there's all these weird tapes of guys very well spoken, look just like operatives. They're not good spies because they look like textbook CIA. In their little baseball caps going, yes, I did see the buildings fall because of the jet fuel and the pancaking, and it fell into its own self. And on other newscasts, similar looking guys at the same time, just going, oh yeah, I'm ready to be interviewed. Yes, fell, of course, from the jet fuel and the pancaking. The fires were just too hot. Boom, 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 and you're watching it. Just like with JFK, in three different countries in the Pacific where they made a mistake, what was it, Thailand, Australia, and one other. You can pull this up. Before Oswald was even arrested, before his name was released, hours before, they had Lee Harvey Oswald's photo and his name. Because they got their time zones messed up. Any operation like this, they're going to mess up. Now, that key evidence came to us in multiple ways. Jane Stanley and another live channel both put out at the same time that Building 7 had fallen in on itself from fires and gave the official story. While Building 7 was right behind them, 25 minutes before it fell. Now, I went and did research about who gives the BBC their main internal feed, and it's Reuters. And I made videos and predicted. Now, BBC came out and said we were liars, it wasn't real video, which was insane. Then a month later, they said, okay, it was our real video, but we've lost the original tapes. Then We Are Change England talked to the reporters, and both reporters, when they were confronted, said, I never reported on 9/11. I remember taking my son to the theater that day, and the guy was obviously lying. And then people go, well, here's the video of it, you know, on a laptop. And he goes, oh, now I do remember. Now again, they were told to lie about it. Both definitely operatives. A lot of your national media are intelligence, or they get two paychecks. It's called Operation Mockingbird here in the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, it was confirmed Reuters had jumped the gun on the detonation of Building 7.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'll start going to your calls before this segment ends, but then we're going to have nothing but calls and a smattering of other economic news in the second hour. But I want to hear from you on 9/11, then we'll move to the next person. But I started telling the story at the very start of the show, but never finished it, just briefly. I was in a radio shack today buying an all-weather emergency radio because our old one I've had for a decade broke. Power supply on it did. And, a gentleman came up to me and said, hey, I recognize your voice. I listen to you on the radio. He said, why are you still alive? And I get asked that a lot. And imagine being asked that every day on the street and in emails and calls. I'm not afraid to die, but I'm certainly not in a hurry to die. I would never commit suicide. And if they kill me, it makes me a martyr. It's really simple. But it's also, I believe in God. And I pray that if it's God's will that He put up a hedge of protection around me. And I know that millions of people pray for me. And I couldn't be doing what I do without you. I believe in providence. And I've boldly stood up and told the truth and let the chips fall where they may. And that's why I'm still here today. But they may change their mind. The globalists may do something to me in the future, just out of anger. And if they do, that's the way it is. Because we can't just sit here and cower in the face of death or in the face of being laughed at or ridiculed and go along with the official fable that is 9/11. Because even if you believe the official story, it has been used, as the head of Homeland Security admitted 2 years ago in a book, Governor Ridge, it's been used for political purposes, fake terror alerts, you name it. And all over the country, people now pull up to checkpoints. The TSA is now on the streets. The Army. I see them directing families through whole car scanning systems that are very dangerous. I've had radiologists on. They make chest x-rays look healthy. While the border's wide open. That's like leaving the castle gates open, but then searching everybody in their beds at night and, you know, beating little children. It makes no sense unless the perpetrators are the military-industrial complex and the big banks that own them. It's the oldest trick in the book to attack yourself to take over. Okay? It is the oldest trick in the book. And our government has done it over and over again. Other governments have done it. Now, again, it isn't our government, the people that have hijacked it. So I'm begging you. I know it's painful. I know it's sad. I know that if you admit these truths to yourself, what are you going to do? I know it's tribal to not like people that don't look like you, and it's kind of fun to get into hating foreigners. But in every case, Western governments are financing these people. You know, radical Muslims, and it turns out a lot of them in England are government funded to divide and conquer, can do whatever they want. But in the UK, Daily Mail's reporting, UK Bible recordings deemed offensive. 45,000 CDs mailed out to members of the church and the community of the Gospel of Mark are seen as hateful, and the mail system refuses to ship them. You know, people get arrested in Canada for reading Bible verses. If you don't believe me, just search it. It's like saying, you know, people get arrested for selling lemonade. Don't believe me, just search it. People can't have gardens in their yard. Don't believe me, just search it. This is the new system. See, they now admit in all their new PSAs what I told you years ago was being done behind the scenes. None of the war on terror has to deal with, quote, Muslim extremists. Even if you believe in that and like to get scared of it and like to get freaked out, understand it was always built for everybody. But they start with an unpopular minority first, just like Hitler. You don't know about Operation Northwoods, search it. You don't know about Building 7, search it. Now, this is even more powerful when you watch the video. And the video is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's titled, Public Awakens to Building 7 Hoax. And here's Darren McBreen on the streets in Austin, one of our reporters. This is from Infowars Nightly News Friday. And I'm going to do a test. We'll see what happens when we go out. You know, it's a random grab bag, but I'm going to, and we're going to post these to PrisonPlanet.tv, not as nightly news, but, you know, as special reports. Well, we're going to go out with a microphone and just ask questions and then give each person 1 minute at it. We'll do like 30 minutes with a time code running, and this will be like a poll or a focus group, but we talked to 15 people. All but one think that they blew up Building 7 or that it's questionable. Looks suspicious. And we didn't put the guy in that disagreed because it was incoherent and long. And we didn't put in all the people that agreed either because, you know, some of them were too long. But here's the quick report. And then I'm going to go out and do an unedited one in the next few weeks on the same subject and just run a special report where you can see it for yourself. And this is what I've experienced. But we do have scientific polls like New York Times, Angus and Reid. 5 years ago, 83% believe the government's lying about what really happened. Of course, 6 of the 10 commissioners have come out and said it's a criminal cover-up. We have articles on that. Let's go ahead and go to this special report. Here it is.
Thank you, Alex. I'm Darren McBreen for InfoWars Nightly News. We're here at the University of Texas in Austin just days before the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And we're wondering how many people are aware that there was a third tower that fell, Building 7, which was not hit by a plane, but collapsed demolition style at 5:20 p.m., many hours after the first two towers fell. What are your thoughts when you see that? This was not hit by an airplane. It collapsed many hours after the first two towers fell.
I mean, it sort of looks like a planned demolition, but it could also be a lot of other things.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever seen that video before?
I have, actually. It was, this is weird, but it was one of those conspiracy videos I saw. But, yeah, it was pretty crazy, the video I saw. It just, like, dropped straight down.
Have you ever seen the video before?
Not at that building, no. No.
Do you find it interesting that it was not featured in the 9/11 Commission report?
It wasn't featured at all? That is interesting. That is interesting. And it looked, you know, it was a very controlled blast, it seemed.
What are your thoughts when you see that building go down like that?
I don't really know what happened to it. I don't think anyone, like, the government probably wouldn't tell us.
I'm actually in the College of Architecture as a grad student and have seen several demolitions, and it does look completely controlled.
I mean, it looked like a controlled demolition. It didn't look like the explosion happened from, like, one side, like, coming in or anything like that. It looked like it kind of happened from the bottom and just kind of imploded on itself.
First time you've seen the video?
Yes, definitely.
That's the first time I've ever seen that, yeah.
This is my first time actually hearing about Building 7. So, you know, that tells you how much they've covered it. But that's very weird. It really looks like a demolition implosion.
I don't remember saying it at all. I remember watching both the second tower collapse live, and I don't remember hearing or seeing anything at the time about that.
As most of the InfoWars audience is aware, World Trade Center leaseholder Larry Silverstein gave the okay to pull the building moments before Building 7 collapsed. BBC's Jane Stanley even reported Building 7's collapse minutes before the event actually happened. You can even see Building 7 clearly behind her as she gives the report.
Yesterday I watched a video where a news lady was talking and she said the third building just fell. But behind her, the third building had not fallen yet. So that's weird.
Jane Stanley.
Saw that then? Yeah.
Oh, of course, crazy. Of course.
Like, she's like, oh, it fell down and it's still behind her.
You would think that she would wait till it fell, even if she had insider information that the thing was going down. She has some sort of ESP.
There are currently close to 1,500 architects and engineers who are saying that it was indeed a controlled demolition.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of thing where we need some sort of investigation, you know, and if the government isn't going to do that sort of investigating, then we need a third party to step in and, you know, have the authority and the resources to do that.
I mean, like a lot of people, you know, question the Warren Commission. That doesn't make all of them kooks or conspiracy theorists.
What do you feel about losing a lot of our civil liberties since 9/11?
It sucks. You know, you have, you know, people that can invade your phone calls and text messages and emails, and so you really don't have any privacy, and that really scares me.
You know, so I think the 9/11 was sort of the Trojan horse for all that sort of policy to come in.
If you notice, there's free speech zones. We can only free speech in certain areas now. So, yeah, it's almost like everything that we once had is slowly shrinking.
Is it worth it to make us more safe to lose our liberties?
No, certainly not. I mean, you know, 9/11 was a terrible event, but in terms of the things that have happened since then making us more safe, I'd say that's the other side of the coin.
Do you think there needs to be a new investigation into September 11th?
I don't think it would hurt. I don't know how much we would know about it or, again, maybe how unbiased it would be, but I think it always is something that is interesting to look at further.
I think America should demand a new investigation.
Definitely be interesting to see things that I'm sure the government didn't want the public knowing at the time.
The only way to get to the bottom of it is to do more research.
I honestly believe the government's corrupt. Everyone lies. I don't think people should just put all their faith and trust in a government who is just completely selfish and only worrying about themselves.
10 years after 9/11, we could see that much of the public is aware that they're not being told everything there is to know about the tragic events of that.
There's a few more minutes of the report, but I just want to add, giving up liberty.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back live into hour number two. 10 years later, look at how America's changed, and the system wants even more of those liberties. In fact, I'll tell you about a 60 Minutes piece I saw. I didn't know they re-air 60 Minutes on MSNBC that I saw Friday night. Unbelievable. I knew this was going on from documents, but I hadn't seen it. So I'm going to write a note. I'm going to cover that. I mean, it showed the training. They're telling cops, you will be attacked by terrorists. Every school will be attacked. We must have armed guards everywhere, in every mall, in every terrorists are coming and they're domestic. and they're teaching them. It's not Al Qaeda. It's patriots. And even 60 Minutes was saying it was out of control. 60 Minutes, man. They admit we have 30-something percent unemployment in California, 20-plus percent nationwide. They have a lot of anti-gun stuff. They're really weird, though, but they're so arrogant and into doing real reporting that sometimes they're actually honest. Really weird. Of course, they probably also know it was so over the top and ridiculous that they're teaching that, you know, every person will be attacked by terrorists, and there's terrorists under every table chewing at your feet, that to present you, to condition you to accept it, and they throw it in your face. But they were saying it's fear-mongering and crazy, and you've got a better chance of basically being killed by a honeybee. So I've got to give credit. It was amazing. And they were, well, I'll talk about it later. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Canada. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Honored to talk to you. I'll get right to it. I am in Canada, but I'm a dual citizen. I grew up in California. And it's kind of a two-part question. It's basically, we know that 9/11 was an inside job. We know that Kennedy was killed and there was this government coup. And we know that there was no provisions in the Constitution or Bill of Rights anywhere for this type of loss of our liberties. So at what point do we kind of move into the steps and the roles of our forefathers and kind of step up to this? And the second question is, or do we just always stand down and it's always just an information war and it's always just a war of the mind?
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
You've got to get enough people aware of things, because why do they teach the army if you're outnumbered in an indigenous population, hang a couple little kids and plant enemy artifacts at the site? The argument of the officer is, well, you don't want to kill these little kids, but if you don't kill a couple, the enemy's going to kill them all. End justifies the means. Do you understand, Captain? Yes, sir, I understand. And a lot of it's the most patriotic guys. He sits there and kills the little kids and hangs them up. I got to do this to beat the commies, because if I don't, they'll kill thousands. And of course, he doesn't understand the compartmentalization. And so what you've got to understand is, if you get the globalists are masters at divide and conquer, co-opting, compartmentalization. They know cause and effect. They know as they ban lemonade stands and garage sales and beat everybody up and televise it, a lot of people, as they cut, they're talking about completely getting rid of the 20-year military service people. They've got actuaries knowing, you know, however many percentage points are going to go postal and start killing people. Okay? And they're going to call that terrorism and say, see, the vets are the terrorists, and use the fear to clamp down on everything. So the last thing we want to do is get violent. Okay? Just, we've got to sit there and not do what they think we're going to do and let their abuse get so horrible and just take it like Gandhi to the moment everybody gets it. Now, they're still going to stage stuff. That's why we've got to have our people, and this is what they're so mad about, and there's no going back. They put their foot in the bear trap. Our people are everywhere. When the government gets the underwear bomber drugged out of his mind, disheveled, didn't know where he was, according to witnesses, they just take a drugged out idiot and put him on a plane and then have a firecracker go off in his pants, so we've all got to be microwaved. When they stage that, okay, we've got people there watching. So stay there. I'm gonna let you finish, John, because I was... We'll reintroduce your question and have you give me your response. Then I got to hurry. Daniel, John, Debbie, Jane, Angie, Nicholas, Robert, Kevin, Karen, Howard, and others. I want to talk to you straight ahead. Infowars.com, 9/11.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we have that little five-minute segment that I do that some stations don't carry. So if you just joined us, I was talking to John in Canada. And he said, look, we know there's been a military coup with Kennedy. We know there's foreign interests financing terrorists, staging events purely. There's fully manufactured. There's provocateured. There's patsy operations. There's different types of staged events. There is the real pure terrorism. Very rare. It's really just asymmetrical, non-traditional warfare. Anybody that fights back against the tyranny is called a terrorist. That's why they're getting ready with the Tea Partiers and the gun owners. They sold those very people on giving up liberties and building a domestic secret police control grid. paramilitary system in the name of fighting foreigners, knowing in their anthropology actuaries you would go along with it. The whole time it was for you. Okay, so that's what's... And I go back to Chuck Norris, Mr. Get the Muslims for 30 years in all his movies, Mr. We got to have all these wars, but still a good guy, coming out and going, our government's running Al-Qaeda. Our government's helping Al-Qaeda in a big editorial and quoting me. See, you've got to come to grips with it. It's not us against the Muslims. It's banks playing us off against each other, who then profit from it all. How are banks going to steal tens of trillions of dollars and get away with it and set up a police state and tax us also through military-industrial complex systems domestically? They're going to stage stuff. They're going to go finance groups that, in many cases, the cannon fodder doesn't even know it's been financed. Double agents, triple agents. We're fighting a very scientific evil. And they don't even have to control it all. They set things in motion knowing how humans operate. They war game it all out. All right, now, John, my point is we don't want to get violent because they've already done the algorithms and know the vets who they're telling they're getting ready to take their pension funds are going to get violent. They know that. They know that as the system pushes and pushes, people are going to get angry. That's going to now be called terrorism. Okay? I've seen charges of people in fistfights being charged with terrorism now. So when you just let the tyrants run around and engage in their crimes, try to prosecute them, try to expose them, try to get good district attorneys to go after them, but offensive attacks are not the way to go. I'm always for defensively protecting yourself if a criminal of any stripe is in the wrong. Now, do you understand the strategy I'm talking about here? The globalists had to bomb their own Oklahoma City to make Bill Clinton look like a victim. Now we got White House memos saying a new 9/11 or Oklahoma City is the only thing that can save Obama. His advisors are coming to him saying, "Please pull the trigger." And I'm sure there's people above that who are getting ready for it. You can see the pre-programming to shift it over to domestic groups now. I mean, it's an advertising rollout. How do you know when a new Lexus is coming out? You see the ads for it. It's a full PR-driven system. They're getting ready right at the time they know that there's a crest of anger against tyranny politically to blow stuff up, to blame it on the political opposition, to then demonize the political opposition. Do you understand that?
I do see what you're saying, Alex. It's great to hear your point on it. And then the second part of that is, do we end up losing part of the republic? Is it like a cancer where if it grows in the stomach, eventually they have to take out the whole stomach? And do you see a future with 50 states united in liberty in the future? Or are we going to kind of lose some of this when eventually we
Look, John, America's been dead a long time, but it's not like a person. It's a spirit. It's an idea. It can be resurrected any time. We empower it. So America's already dead, brother. 50 states are already under federal control. The feds at the top are all agents of foreign banks. We've been hijacked. And it's only admitting just how far we've fallen. Then it's not a hope or a prayer. It's a guaranteed restoration. The minute we get wise, the minute we're not childlike and naive, is the minute the republic's back. I appreciate your call. Daniel in Louisiana. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, I was calling to see if you had any kind of time frame. I know it's not easy, but when the show might be getting on cable, and also to say that when it is on cable, will you show video footage of Building 7, show it side by side with known takedowns just to get it out there?
Of course I will. I've made a bunch of films. Friday show, we did that. Look, to be clear, my TV show could already be on cable systems. It could already be on a Sky TV channel. I was offered over the years, I've been offered many times, hey, edit your daily radio show together with the camera shoots and do it. I even got calls from Sci-Fi Channel about it and just said, I'm not ready yet. I'm too busy, because you think you're going to reach a lot of people being on a channel like that. It's a big show that has a million viewers. I've got 3 million listeners a day now. So we're already reaching a bunch of people. There's this prestige about being on TV, but again, it's mainly going to be this satellite system, that satellite system, a couple hundred thousand viewers there, a couple hundred thousand there, regional cable system. Some TV stations want it. I've got to put in the fiber optic upload system. It cost a bunch of money. I've got to hone the show. The show isn't ready, but yes, I will tell you, members are always going to get it and get the expanded thing. It's an hour some nights, 2 hours other nights, 30 minutes other nights. I've never done 30 minutes. Right now, I'm just trying things out This is really beta. InfoWars Nightly News is in beta, and I'm trying to get it going as fast as I can. I'm not. My family's great, but it's starting to cause some problems. I'm getting home about 10 o'clock every night right now. So, yes, but I mean, does that answer your question?
Yeah, what excites me is the fact that if it is on TV, we got to come to you now. But if it's on TV, people might be channel surfing. And if that's in the intro or they're seeing that, they might just flip channels and see it side by side and bam.
Oh, no, there's no doubt we'll start on little systems and immediately increase. That happens on every radio station we're on. The ratings only go up. Just they're usually little mom and pops, so they go from barely showing up to, wow, having a good audience. They've been putting us on big stations, and they're going from like number three to number one in places like Orlando. These instant people meters are really helping us because it actually shows what we're being listened to. Shows like Rush Limbaugh and stuff where it's just a name, everybody's kind of heard it and lazily puts it in the diary. That's why all the radio stations started going Spanish a few years ago, was because they did studies and found that for whatever reason, it was mainly the immigrants and people that would fill out the diaries for the $5 or whatever. And then as soon as people meters came back in, you're seeing stuff switch back to English because there really wasn't that big of an audience. I mean, Arbitron diaries are a complete joke and always have been. I mean, if you've got a huge show, it is an indicator, but it's not to live and die by. These instant people meters, that's another thing entirely. And if we keep winning with these, they could game them or something. But the systems really do want to know. But you know what? YouTube, we've reached over 300 million people in the last couple years on YouTube alone. 300 million just on our channels. 300 million. So we're on the channel. The new channel is YouTube. Over half the video views online in the world are on YouTube. Does that answer your question, Daniel?
It does. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, sir. I think I got time to jam in one more. John in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Great to talk to you. I'll make it quick. I studied the Dmitry Kalazov videos. I'm sure you've seen those about the nuclear demolition of World Trade Center. There's only a problem of a psychological problem that people have with a nuclear device being activated in the city of New York, and I was wondering what your take is on that.
5 years ago, 5 years ago, six. I guess time flies. I keep saying five. Can't believe 10 years has gone by. I think it was about 6-7 years ago. I saw online the radioactive isotope readings and thought they were fake. And I actually had to go join a major nuke monitoring site. I even had to subscribe. And it sure enough, it was true. I mean, I spent like a week trying to ferret out if this was real. And it is true. Isotopes of an atomic blast went off the charts at ground zero. Now, some nuclear radiologists argued that those isotopes could have been released out of certain types of equipment, but that it was too high. But the evidence does point towards multiple mini atomic detonations, just like they knew from Fukushima. Independent scientists got the isotopes showing there had been fission explosions and the MOX-3 plutonium reactor on that Monday after had blown. Now, for 3 months, Japan lied. It's now confirmed they had a complete atomic explosion meltdown at the MOX-3, number 3 MOX reactor. And so, yes, but I don't even go there because you start getting into that, people just don't get handheld nuclear weapons. They don't even know about Davy Crockett's and shoulder launched and frogs and things like that. Anything else, sir?
I appreciate it. Do you ever think about having him on as an interview, or is that too far?
No, that's a great idea. We'll try to get him on. Now with the nightly news, we have even more time for guests as well. Every weeknight, 7 p.m. Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're simulcasting this radio show. This is a TV show. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead. Okay, the balance of the transmission is totally dedicated to your calls. I'm going to try to keep my answer short, 877-789-2539. If you disagree, 877-789-ALEX. I'd love to hear from you. Let's hurry through these calls. Debbie in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I want to add something to the conversations about freedoms. I had a response to your other question. Did you know that I have some friends that are the Mao Christian Chinese, and do you know that they tell me that they have terrorist attacks inside their country, they have all these riots, and when they go to fly on a plane in China, they don't have a TSA checking them out?
Yeah, China is having real terrorism, and when you have real terrorism, or people fighting the communist government, it's called terrorism. they ignore it. See, when, by the way, there are real terror attacks in America that I've learned about over the years, but you're never told about them. There are real, like you hear about a chemical plant blowing up. Some of those are like angry employees, whatever, but you don't hear about it. When you see instant PR and instant talking points, you know it's staged. I mean, for people that aren't in media, they just don't understand this. There's pre-packaging. They're ready for it. They're staging it. And the local media doesn't know. They just kind of go with what the nationals are putting out, but that's where it's staged.
Well, as a lawyer, this really does disturb me. In fact, they laugh about it. It's sad. They laugh. They say, you're losing your freedoms, and we're gaining more in China.
Oh, listen.
That's what they tell me. That's what they tell me.
Paul Watson's wife works with us now. She updates stories and stuff, does a great job. She's got like 2 degrees. But is working for Infowars.com right now. And she's lived in England a long time, but she's Chinese. And Paul goes, now I've been to Chinese 3 or 4 times, to China. And he says China is completely free compared to England and the U.S. That's why tourism's down $40 billion a year now in the U.S. People won't come here. They're like, what? And again, it's not about security. If you're select groups, the government lets you in. It's for the general public. It's slave training, Debbie.
Well, what people have to realize that this is getting really sick, that if we don't stand up for our rights, we're going to end up like the Chinese did under Mao. You hear me? We're going to end up like the Chinese were under Mao. And who knows? Maybe it'll be China coming to our rescue because they want our natural resources.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I've actually made a study of it. The Chinese people are super hardcore freedom. They are super hardcore anti-communist. You've got less than, 2% or any are inner party running 6.5 billion people. And they have something like 700 riots a week or something. I mean, cops beat somebody to death there. They kill 20 cops. I mean, you know, so the government, that's the issue with China, is the communist are on the verge of falling. I appreciate your call. Great points, Debbie. No, Chinese are just great people. I mean, they really have been through hell. And again, thank you, Debbie. And so Americans went through tyranny and wanted liberty, and we became this great place. Now we're the great-great-grandchildren of these people. We're a bunch of spoiled brats. People just think freedom is just going to be there like flipping a light switch and the light comes on. People don't understand. It's very hard to keep freedom. As Thomas Jefferson said, he said, even if you defend it 110%, you're probably not going to be able to keep it. But if you're like, oh, I'm going to, you know, there's a football game on today, the Browns versus the Bengals. I'm going to see how Colt McCoy's doing. If America wasn't in all this trouble, that could be what you were obsessed with. Jane in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm listening to a show like 5 years now. I just love the information you provide. I think it was the president. The reason I'm not sure is because I just barely caught it. But it was during one of those sick celebrations this morning. And to all the Christians in the audience, you all should have been sick to your stomach. Because I think he was quoting a psalm. And I was thinking, you no more believe in the Bible than... then we all believe in 9/11 and the official story.
Well, listen, I could hire top speechwriters and have them write speeches and sit here and read off a teleprompter and look like I'm sincere. He reads off a teleprompter. I don't like Bill Clinton. But I'll tell you, Bill Clinton actually was as close to a president actually running things since JFK. Not a good guy, but Bill Clinton's actually a globalist. He's actually very high level. He actually... you know, would barely sleep to know policy. He's a globalist, but Bill Clinton didn't need teleprompters. I mean, with Obama, he will not speak. Teleprompters have broken before, and he can't talk. He is an actor reading off a teleprompter. So it's fun to hate him. He's an unsavory globalist, but at the end of the day, he's a total puppet, Jane.
Pretty scary. Well, I just have one question. Because I am blind, I find it hard to really, like, in 2 minutes, tell somebody the evidence of why we shouldn't believe the official story. What would you say would be the absolute, if you just had one piece of evidence you could present?
Okay, we have an article up on the site today, all bibliographed with links to mainstream media. with six of the 10 commissioners saying there's a criminal cover-up and they don't know what happened with 9/11 and the government could be involved. You can tell them six of the 10 commissioners and two of the three lawyers are saying there's a cover-up. Sybil Edmonds, the FBI NSA translator, heard the Pentagon in command of al-Qaeda and bin Laden on the day of 9/11. That's come out in federal court. I would just tell them Google Building 7 and Google police say get back from Building 7. Yeah, but I didn't just have the CNN and other clips, a cop saying get back. I've gone to New York and actually interviewed the cops who were on the tape.
Today's the first day I ever heard about this part where the reporter was saying it and the building was still standing. You know, now if my husband had still been here, you know, he probably would have told me that if he'd seen that clip. But
no, they don't want to. Building 7 is not mentioned in the giant 9/11 commission report. It is not mentioned. Rumsfeld's been asked about it on Eric Mankow Mueller's show and said, I don't know about that. That building doesn't exist. And he sounded really, I mean, they don't want to discuss it because they screwed up that day. By the way, the CIA was based in the building. And then, of course, the deputy head of emergency management went public about bombs in the building and died 1 month after being on the show of one of those fast-acting cancers. Okay, he was threatened and changed his story, and then they said it still can't be trusted. Get rid of him. Barry Jennings. Oh, yeah. If you're an actual eyewitness, quote, an authority, you start blowing the whistle, it's bye-bye, bye-bye, birdie. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Angie in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have a question and an interesting little piece of information. It wasn't until about a year or two after September 11th that I really began to search for answers. I knew that day that the towers were demolished. I just assumed, I think like most people did, that bombs were planted by terrorists in the building beforehand. So I started searching for answers after that and eventually made my way to you. And recently I decided to look for your original September 11, 2001 broadcast. And I was wondering when the last time you listened to that was, because I was really taken aback by the information you were giving on the day as it was unfolding. It wasn't too different from listening to one of your shows currently.
Well, that's because we knew it was coming, ma'am. People keep saying I predicted it 2 months before. A year before 9/11, I said they're going to blow stuff up, probably the World Trade Center. The only tape we found was the one 2 months before. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. I want to hear what I was saying. Oh, it's on. I told you they were going to set up the police state in the name of fighting, quote, extremist Muslims. And the whole time it was going to be for people that didn't want the foreign banks to butcher this country. Yeah, I was a kook 16 years ago talking about the Federal Reserve being private. New polls are out. It's not 85% that want to abolish or audit the Fed. It's 89%. 89% of us are evil. I remember being called a conspiracy theorist 16 years ago on radio. People calling in and going, you nuts, saying the Federal Reserve's federal. It's federal. Well, look at the name. Like Federal Express or Federal Cleaners or Federal Ammunition or Federal Bank. I bet they got a federal pizza. I haven't Googled it, but it's about as federal as FedEx. Federal Express. Is FedEx federal? No, it's private. There was a time when it had government on it, it was trusted. All right, we were talking to Angie in North Carolina. No, I've not listened to my 9/11 broadcast.
Yeah, I was trying to get a hold of you all week this week. I thought it might be a good idea if you had an opportunity to review it and maybe rebroadcast it today at some point. And if you don't obviously may not have time for that today, but maybe you should consider making it available to people. It really confirms that you've known what you were talking about from the very beginning. And for a lot of us that had not been listening to you as yet back then, I mean, you were talking about evidence and talking points that led up to that day and how you had been warning people about it. And I had heard that your prediction about it that you made in July. It was actually my birthday, July 25th of 2001. But you talked about, you know, where the country was going to go from there that day. And you nailed it all. It was all very accurate.
Well, Angie, thank you. I would love, and yes, it's all over the web. Hundreds of thousands of people listen to it just on the YouTubes I've seen. I haven't gone and listened to it because I don't like listening to myself. But that's why I announced earlier in the week a contest. It's $5,000 in prizes, $3,000 first place, $1,500 second place, $500 third place of compilations of Alex Jones' predictions. Because I know thousands of times the last 15 years or so, I said they're going to set up derivatives, they're going to implode it around 2011, 2012, they're going to set up a bank of the world, you pay carbon taxes and value-added taxes too. And I would have loved to have, and now it's happening, that they would implode the euro and set up an actual financial dictatorship. That's now in the news. But I'd love to say, ooh, I predicted it. I didn't predict it. Globalists write white papers that are thinly veiled. In some cases, they're not even veiled. And I appreciate your call. I'm going to give somebody some big, big inside baseball here. Okay, this is big inside baseball. And I've talked about it a lot, but this is big. You want to understand the heart of things, it's this. The globalists are masters of psychology. And when they staged 9/11, they knew that every major corporation, every government, and every historian would immediately know what had happened. I'm not that smart. I know, millions know. So 9/11 is a two-way double-edged sword. For people that are intelligent, you know, it's weird. I can tell whoever wrote it. I watched last night. Now I'm having one of those moments because I have too much data. That's the problem. Too much data. What's the movie with... it'll pop in my head in a minute. It's the movie where you take a pill and it makes you a lot smarter. Then you've got to have the pill. And the guy ends up being a politician at the end. I watched it super late. I don't normally stay up late. And I'll remember it here in a moment. It's got Robert De Niro in it. I don't know the young guy who plays it. But the way everything speeds through and photographic memory. And that's the way my brain's always worked. Not that good, but you can tell that whoever wrote that has experienced it. Where like you just have thousands of data points. The problem is being able to articulate it. But I can just see the edge of a book and remember data from this and add it to a whole bunch of other data, you know, to then understand it. So I am able to take their full spectrum information and then take their veiled operations. See, they have a language that's only thinly veiled so they can communicate with each other through talking points. And sometimes they don't even veil it. I mean, Gary Hart, 5 years ago, wrote a letter to Iran. They published it in the Huffington Post saying the U.S. government staged Gulf of Tonkin and all these other events, the sinking in the Maine. Limitless is the name of the movie. And again, I had that data. There's just such an ocean of data that I couldn't get to it because I'm busy with the cerebral cortex trying to scan all the information. We're all like that. The subconscious is just like not 10 times more powerful, 1,000 or more. And again, I'm trying to, I mean, that's an intuition. Intuition is not an intuition. It is a subconscious that's 1,000 times more powerful saying, I don't like that person. And of course, you know, it's always right. It's never wrong. The gut's never wrong. Good cops have really good intuition. Good business people have good intuition. But Hart wrote a letter and didn't even veil it. He just said, we staged stuff. You better do what we say. We're going to stage something. And then when he was confronted, I tell the story a lot because it's so important by We Are Change. It's in my film, Truth Rising. Just like the BBC reporters, hey, you said Building 7 fell in England. And the reporter said, I was not there. I didn't cover 9/11. People that were there on the street are going, I didn't cover that. The reporters. And then it cuts to a clip of them covering it. I was taking my son to the theater. You could see the lying in the face. The guy was like, I mean, you're looking at an operative. You're looking at hardcore. You know what you're looking at. You're not just looking at an operative. You're looking at somebody who's bought into this act. God, man, you couldn't get me to sell out for anything. I mean, it's my soul. And see, you fools don't think you've got a soul. Well, okay, what about your children's future? When you start selling everybody out, there's nothing left. I hear like low-level minions trying to buy into the talking points, hoping one day they actually get a talking point. All right, I said I'd go to your calls and I'm out of control, but there was Gary Hart, and when they said to him, okay, here's the quote, and he still said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. You're just a conspiracy. They go, okay, we got a laptop. And he goes, all right, fine, I remember it. And all of a sudden he started sweating and he got scared because he was in a room with people. See, they love it that people are unconscious and aren't aware and can't see what they are. There's one line I like in Avatar where you know, they say to him, I see you. No, I see you. I see who you are. I see your essence. Your subconscious mind is so powerful, the smells, the pheromones, everything. The brain is tracking and knows, and I see you. And Hart tried his thing. I don't know what you're talking about. I never wrote that. And they said, yeah, here's a quote. No, I didn't say that. Okay, we got the video. Because he'd later given a little speech about it to CFR or whatever. The point is, he got scared and he went, yeah, I did say that. But I'm not going to discuss it, all right? And he was like looking at this crowd. Oh, man, they know. God. Again, they get so arrogant thinking we're not understanding them. I mean, we see you. I mean, it's an abomination. It's not an elephant in the room. It is a giant steaming pile of dead bodies. And the only way to heal this is just admitting how sick we've gotten by good people being weak and going, I'm not going to say it's an inside job. That's rude. You know, that's scary. I'm not going there. If they get away with this, they are going to get away with everything. So I'm ready to die. I'm ready to be killed for this information. That's not heroic. As a man in the face of a bunch of murderers, I've got to say, all right, you may stomp me flatter than a pancake. I'm going up against you. Okay? And if you would just break the spell and be the same, this evil would disappear.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Being a male is not going to tailgating parties and drinking beer and acting tough. I was just watching TV ads out there during the break. And they show you these images and we're supposed to act like a bunch of animals. Being a man is when you see corruption, doing what you can to expose it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like the way America's going, checkpoints everywhere, banks stealing you blind, all the corruption, then buy into 9/11 because it's going to be used to take all your freedoms. That's why the foreign banks staged it. Chuck Norris is starting to wake up. And again, nobody was more buying into the official paradigm than somebody like Chuck Norris. But when he keeps seeing the Al-Qaeda leaders funded by the U.S. government, he's starting to get it. I can't wait to get Chuck back on the show. I mean, can you wake up? Because, reality's there, even if you say it isn't. All right, I'm going to give each caller about a minute. We got 12 callers. There's no way to get to everybody, but I'll try. Nicholas in Arizona, then Robert, Karen, Bill, others. Go ahead, Nicholas. You're on the air.
Hey, I've been a long-time listener, huge fan. I promote your movies everywhere. Today is 9/11, and I have a very special message for all your listeners to be hopeful and really go beyond hope and just know that we can have a new investigation. And I'm telling you this out of confidence because I have been an activist for about 8 years. I worked for lobbying groups, and I've done ballot initiative work.
We already have architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth with thousands of members all over international TV, speaking to thousands. I go out and talk to crowds. I talk to, I hang out with LAPD detectives at different events because they're always there as security and sometimes as party guest. And they're like, of course we know it's an inside job. We knew day one. Anybody who lives in the real world knows we've already won, sir.
There's no doubt. And I have one thing to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which is that because of my activism experience and knowing the inside trade of how activism has created little businesses and political action committees have been successful fighting taxes and fighting corruption in government. I've created a website for all your listeners to learn how they can be better activists. And I'm totally on board with the Ron Paul campaign.
Well, that's awesome. Give us the website, but you're right. We've been taught by the controlled corporate media that we are supposed to be losers and broadcast from a ditch. No, we need to all write books, all have newsletters, all try to make money to build our own media. Think big. Okay, give us the website. I got to go, Nicholas.
ActivismTruth.com, and this is where all
awesome. I got to jump. Awesome. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'll try to make this as fast as I can. We went on ahead, and in the spirit of the anniversary of 9/11, the 10-year anniversary, we've been plugging We Are Change on major radio shows, and our most recent call, we hit the Sean Hannity show, and putting that video up right now. If you go to YouTube or Google, just search for Funkmaster 5, spell the 5, F-I-V-E at the end. And we have a Twitter, Tumblr, and YouTube up. So the video is...
You know what's right beautiful now about this, Robert, is that, again, We Are Change, a group. I put Luke on the air, great activist, thousands of activists out there, hundreds of groups all over the world, making news everywhere, real citizen journalist. It's so beautiful. And again, not because I'm great, because my audience is great, and no army can stop an idea whose time has come. I want to take more calls, but I just want to say this. They've turned 9/11 into a sick police state celebration of fear and control. And I'm going to go back and look up the name. I didn't write it down, and I forgot it. But they had a 60 Minutes piece that aired on MSNBC Friday night, where they admitted, and it showed the manuals, but actual training. I've gotten the manuals. When it shows cops going, I know I will face terrorists. 100% chance they will attack the police department. Thank God the Pentagon is teaching me. And the Pentagon is going around and telling these cops that the gun owners are coming after you, they will kill you. That's illegal to have the Pentagon doing that. And these cops, so many of them were on steroids. They looked like they'd put mentally handicapped people on steroids. It was scary. These cops on this show looked like you basically put someone who had serious mental retardation on steroids. They were like, they're going to attack us with the armed guards at the malls and all the schools. I mean, literally. And then it showed the Pentagon going, that's right. They're going to kill you. There's terrorists everywhere. We got to get rid of everybody's rights in America. And 60 Minutes was like, do you feel like it's fear-mongering? And they're like, no, the terrorists are everywhere. The colonel said. And I meant to write notes, but I was at my parents' Friday night and didn't. And I was just like, I was gorging on pizza. It's so, folks, it's ridiculous. Even if Al-Qaeda's real and all of it's real, you got a better chance of being killed by a bee. Face the danger. Get over the fear. We're not land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Exercise the New World Order demons today. Robert in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome. Oh, we already went to Robert. I'm all over the map. Karen in Arizona, come on
Hi,
down.
Alex, I have one question and one response. Have you ever heard of Susan Lindauer? She is one of the CIA whistleblowers on the 9/11 truth.
Yes, I need to get her on.
And you're right. You know what? Anybody who watches demolitions of buildings, I knew that day, that very same day, that this was a brought down of a tower, you know, of the building, because, and I knew right away, I told my friends, I said, you know what? I said, that plane didn't bring down those towers. It was blown down.
That's what everybody thought that day. And then they're like, we're going to blow up 7. We're going to blow up. They blow it up. And we go, you said you blew it up. Shut up, weirdo. You didn't see that. Then we find the videos. And they're like, well, just never mind those. First, the BBC and CNN said, oh, that's a fake video. We're like, no, it isn't. It's your anchor. They went, okay, it's ours. We're not talking about it. I mean, we have them. They didn't just come up with an excuse right away. It was like, that isn't real. God bless you, Karen. You're awesome. Oh, man. Bill in Arkansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I love that imitation of that doofus cop there. Hey, man, that's a good voice.
Listen, I'm not joking, okay? I got frightened by this. These were cops who had, what do roid heads call it, buffalo humps. I mean, big, fat, 10-cycle in, steroid burnouts, crazy-looking women on roids going, terrorists are everywhere, and then they got Pentagon going, that's right, they're going to devil strike you. What do? You attack the public. The cops are like, yes, sir, we're going to get them. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, they really are that way, and that's what's so bad about it. Anyway, I was asking you as a Christian, I'm a Christian, and I was trying to figure out, you know, from the Bible, don't these buildings have to have God take his hand off of our country to even destroy these buildings? I mean,
no, that's it. America, providence has always been with us because we weren't perfect, but we were a Christian nation. And yes, the hedge is gone. The shields are down. America has now been turned over to evil, and it's just going to get worse from here. You get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You get rid of the moral code. The prosperity's gone, just like oxygen leaving a room. So all these people that hate, you know, morals and stuff, welcome to what you want.
God moves. You're in trouble if he doesn't protect you. But one more. Why was Bush in Sarasota? I've been down there, lived down there. His dad's got a house down there at Bird Key. Something was just too damn convenient about that.
Well, I know that Jeb Bush declared martial law 2 days before in Florida. Associated Press, they meant to knock out the Capitol with Flight 93, but the Air Force didn't follow their orders. The happy hooligans out of Dakota shot down that plane before it could get to its target. That's why they gave me the fake let's roll story, knowing you'd buy into it. Who's up next here? Howard in Connecticut. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, how are you? Doing well. Listen, as far as what's been going on, I just... It's nice to have spoken with Wayne Costi yesterday. He showed the new film from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and I saw the whole thing, and it was just a great example.
Which is that? Experts speak? Because I've watched clips.
Exactly.
I've watched clips of it. It's like top architects in the nation that build some of the biggest buildings going controlled demolition. So professional. We're going to interview some of those folks on InfoWars Nightly News next week.
Listen, the psychiatric point of view was awesome, like how there's this, like, basic, you know, the belief systems. And they have
I don't blame people not wanting to believe it's an inside job, because then you got to face how much trouble we're in. But it's better to face it now than keep going down this road, folks. The only salvation is in the truth. We've got to admit it. Just like, was it Thomas Paine or... said, I want to know the whole truth and make preparations for it no matter how bad it is. Or was it Patrick Henry?
I think it was, I don't remember exactly, but I mean, exactly.
I remember it was Patrick Henry. I pulled the data. Go ahead.
Patrick Henry. But like you say all the time, you've really woke me up to a lot of stuff. I mean, like Gary Webb and Paul Free, D.C. Madam, you know, all of this crazy.
Brother, I told her they were going to kill her, and they did. All right, we're out of time. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 Eastern, live on the radio and TV. And tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News, InfoWars.com. God bless you all.